Morning Show at East Coast. Now, my next guest is using the power of social media for menopause awareness. Mary McHugh started feeling the effects of perimenopause at the age of 34. And during that time, life changed and she began suffering with depression, anxiety and severe headaches and other symptoms. And Mary McHugh joins us in the studio to share her story and offer support. You're very welcome, Mary. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks a million, Declan, for having me here.
And you're just telling us that on the power of social media, it was
70,300 views.
Wow.
On one little post that I put out last Sunday week.
And who are you?
I'm just Mary. That's all. Mary from Eaton, Derry in County Offaly, a mum of two little kids. I'm no one famous, but I'm just a woman going through menopause and who just had enough of it being such a taboo subject that I decided, no, I'm going to stand up and speak and let my voice be heard. And the outpour of people, men and women, who have contacted me through Instagram on my page, Mary_early menopause, and my TikTok are just crazy. People telling me about their experience, about not getting the HRT, not being listened to. And what really struck a chord with me, Declan, was when two women, one from England and one in Ireland, both gave me almost the same stories, that they wanted to take their own lives because they were so gone crazy in their head, thinking everything was wrong with them, you know, depression, anxiety. I just said no.
There was an explanation.
There was an explanation, yes. They needed to be on some type of either HRT or if you want to go down the natural route, yeah, but you need to do something. And we need to be heard by our doctors and our specialists and we need to talk. And not just the women, but the men. Because you're with a woman. You have mams, sisters, partners, wives, you know, everyone knows it. So everyone needs to know what's going on with a woman, that she's not just cranky. It's not just the big old secret to change. You know, it's a lot more. There's a lot more happening inside your body and it's affecting women's mental health.
Mm. And there is something you can do about it.
There is something you can do. You can go to your doctor and you can ask for the blood test. And if your doctor is telling you that you're too young, I was 34 when I started, I didn't know. But if your doctor is telling you no or they don't believe in the HRT, my advice is change your doctor. Keep going and asking for help until you receive the help that you need. Not that you just want it, you need it.
Yeah.
You keep changing.
Okay. Take us back being 34, out of the blue.
I didn't even know at the time. I was getting anxiety, I was getting mood swings, and my period started to change. So my period would have been every 28 days for 3 days, maybe a day and a half. Very light, very regular, bang, over and done with. Maybe a mild headache, I was grand. About then 34, 35, it started changing where I was getting them maybe twice a week and so, or twice a month, sorry, and so heavy that I was in crippling pain. Migraines, back pain, leg pain, stomach pain, you name it.
Do you think something else other than menopause?
I thought it was my body getting revenge on me for having so many years of an ear of having so easy of a period that it was like, well, I've known women who have gone through agony every single month and I was like, my body's getting payback. I didn't think at 34 that that was a sign of going through perimenopause because I didn't know the signs. Didn't even come into my head anything to do with
contemporaries. You talk about it even?
Well, you might talk about it, but you talk more about
in the future.
Yeah, but in school, everyone's learnt about, you're learnt about puberty, you're learnt about periods, you're learnt about the menopause, but no one talks about perimenopause. And perimenopause can happen up to 10 years before a woman transitions into menopause. So your periods are changing, your hormones, your insomnia, dry mouth. Everything goes wrong in your body and you don't realise it. You're looking up different things thinking, oh my God, have I got MS? Have I got a brain tumour? Have I got fibromyalgia? You've got so many things going on. But individually, you don't put them together. But if you do look them up and you're thinking, oh, it could be my hormones, then yeah, the light bulb moment goes off and you go, I actually was in perimenopause.
First port of call is where or was for you?
First port of call, I went to my GP and she was amazing. So she was. And in 2019, August, I went for a D&C. So that's basically scraping out the lining of my womb and it should reduce my periods. Unfortunately for me, it didn't. Because now I know it was perimenopause. At the time, we didn't know it. So that was grand. Went on to 2020 of April and, or sorry, May, and I went into my doctor's for another appointment for a smear. The nurse had asked me to practice nurse, when was your last period? I said, the month before, 2 years ago. And she went, all right, we'll have to do something about this. I got straight away into my GP and she said, you're 2 years without a period. So medically, before I even do a blood test, you are menopausal. A year and a day of no periods and you are medically menopausal. The blood test came back, then I was. And she started me on the journey of the HRT, which is a journey because it's not one tablet will do me and it'll do every other woman. There's different
things. It's an individual.
Yes, exactly. Right. Not one shoe fits all.
The term HRT, it's only now beginning, I believe, to smooth out. But at the time, there was a stigma involved in it with a threat, perhaps, of higher risk of cancer.
Yes, the whole scaremonger was, if you take HRT, you will get breast cancer. Not there. Your doctors were literally telling women, you will get it. I've spoken to women over the last week who've said, my doctor refused to put me on it because he said I would get breast cancer. Not there was a slight risk, but I would get it. That was shown up recently that the test or the, I can't think of my words, sorry.
The research into it.
Yeah, it wasn't completed. So they were doing it, but they never completed it. And then the report shouldn't have been released, but it was leaked. And then the scare tactic came in for all women thinking, well, I can't take HRT. But HRT is hormone replacement therapy. So the hormones that our body is depleted of, it's given it back. It's the same as someone was a diabetic. They need insulin. You can't say to them, oh, well, you know, just go down the natural route. Or it might work for some people on HRT.
Put it back in.
You need it. You need to get
now, it. Now, tell us the importance of estrogen particularly.
Well, estrogen alone is for your bones, for your memory. You know, all these things. I'm going around and I'm having brain fog. I have notes in front of me here of things that I have to remember because I could be halfway through a conversation with you and the memory's gone. The words don't come out. But your estrogen, when it depletes, so like you're going to have low mood. It can affect your calcium in your body. So brittle bones. You know, there's a woman I was talking to last week and her mother got two hip replacements. She'd never been on HRT. Brittle bones. The woman's 62. Like, to get two hip replacements at 62, you're a young woman still, but she never went on HRT because she was too scared of the stories with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's there and doctors need to let us talk and let us have a voice. Like, we have Davina McCall. I was watching her programmes over in England. Yeah. And as I said, we need an Irish Davina. We need someone that'll go and stand up and say, right, I'm in the menopause. I didn't know I was in perimenopause. These are the symptoms. Come, let's help all the other women.
Have you got people who are medical on your side to advocate for women?
Yes, I went to a specialist, Dr. Deirdre Ford, in Athlone Clinic. And she was able to change my HRT to suit me. And she also gave me testosterone gel. Now, when people think of testosterone gel, think of bodybuilders, and I'm going to get a deep voice and a whole lot. But women produce it. We produce it equally the same. But when we go into menopause, we reduce it. So the brain fog is part of it as well. The tiredness, the fatigue is absolutely crazy. So it is. When you start on this, I'm almost 2 weeks on it now. Hopefully by the end of a month on it, I'll start to see a big improvement, I'm hoping. But it's an option there. But a lot of women are getting in contact with me and saying, I asked my doctor and he said, absolutely no way. Or she said, absolutely no way, you can't do it. They're scared of giving it. But I was so lucky to get in with Deirdre. But I had to wait 5 months to get in there. 5 months just to see a specialist.
Can I ask you about this? And there is a suspicion for some people that women's health, you know, people know better, particularly men, in medical field. Oh, no, you can't be doing this sort of thing. And possibly there is an inherent view, semi-religious view or whatever it is to, you know, not give women the actual treatment in healthcare generally that they're entitled to, really. The cancer scare, some people had said that came out of some sort of religious ethos or whatever, but it came down to the suppression of women in some way. I mean, would you go that far?
I nearly would, because it's like we got the vote. You got a 1 hour programme there 2 weeks ago on the TV. Pat on the head, good little women. Now run along and don't say any more. And don't talk about the menopause because, oh, that's a dirty little secret. It's not a secret and it shouldn't be taboo. And we should be screaming from the rooftops. We need to educate not only our girls growing up and our boys growing up as well, because they're going to be in relationships with people who could be going through the menopause, or their mothers as well. How many people are out there wondering, why was my mother like that? Why was she so angry? Well, years ago, they'd often say, oh, she went a bit queer when she was going through the change. And they wouldn't even call it the menopause, the change, as if it was something bad. And the amount of women who do get affected with their mental health, go to the doctor, saying all these things, saying, I think I'm going through the menopause. No, you're just depressed. Here's tablets, off you go. You know, mental health is so, so fragile. Now, I would have suffered with my own depression for years anyways, but when I started going through the menopause, I was getting worse and worse. I thought it was my depression, but it was actually on top of my normal depression that I would suffer from. It was the menopause. Your hormones are all over the place. Your moods are all over the place. You're going up to meet people and one minute you're going, yeah, I'm going to talk to that person, no problem at all. And next anxiety kicks in and goes, oh no, you can't. You're not good enough to talk to that person. Oh, look how slim they are. Look how beautiful they are. You know, everything runs through a woman's mind. You're putting on weight. So you're getting so, so conscious. Like I myself, I'd love to go back to the gym. I don't have the confidence to go back into my local gym and exercise and do what needed because I'm so conscious of all the lovely women that are there who'd probably welcome me with open arms, but I don't feel the same. I feel so inadequate at times. And I do feel that women are told you should be this perfect body, perfect skin, all this. But we can't be. Your hormones, everything, you're getting acne breakouts, some women are. In our 40s and 50s, getting acne breakouts like teenagers. It's bad enough getting it
right,
the first
so
time.
So you're
out
on TikTok and you're on Instagram all about this. What are you posting and what reaction are you getting?
Oh, am I posting? I'm posting simple things on information about what is perimenopause and menopause and the symptoms. And the outpour has been amazing. Like on Instagram, it's Mary_early menopause. And in TikTok then, it's Mary Menopause. I opened up a Facebook group yesterday. It's about 36 hours open now. There's 800 men and women after joining that group. Men and women. It's absolutely amazing. So what I want to do is get a voice for the women. Because the women are telling me they're too ashamed or too embarrassed to talk about it. I'm not. I'm going to stand up and I'll tell everyone what's going on. All my sweats, all my moods, everything that's going on. I just want us to have a choice that we can get the HRT and we can get the help that we need. And I know that I'm not the only woman out there. I thought I was. And every other woman who's going through it thinks they're the only person that's going through this. But we're not. We all have to stand together and be one voice and help each other out.
Well, you're certainly not alone. Got many texts here. I went into menopause early. I was advised to go on HRT as I was high risk of osteoporosis when I was older. Early menopause is one of the factors. I didn't heed this advice and fast forward, I'm older and suffering with osteoporosis now. I've broken several bones. Please heed the advice of your GP. And another one here. Just let me get it. My story entirely. I was 37. Doctors don't believe when a person is so young. It was a nightmare.
And it is a nightmare.
And there's plenty more like that.
Yeah, and your sleep pattern. I don't want to sleep during the middle of the day. And then at night time, I have insomnia. My head is running around going, what are we going to do? What are we going to think about? How, you know, your mood swings are all over the place. Even simple things, right, that a man mightn't even think of. But your skin changes. You get so dry, your skin. And for a woman, we all love to put on our makeup and have it working, blended, lovely. And I've been lucky enough. My beautician straight away noticed a few years ago, your skin's getting quite dry. We're going to change up your skin routine, which is brilliant. And if I didn't have Esther in Derren Turn in Carbery County, Kildare, give her a plug because she's absolutely brilliant. I think that would even affect me more. Even the simple things of knowing what moisturisers to put on, what creams to enhance you. And we just need more advice for women.
So what needs to be done now?
What needs to be done? We need to get more talked about. Not just this radio programme or another one. We need a proper debate on it. We need the government to come together and for mental health for women and men, because it affects both in the family. We need to have something in place that we can help women get through this and help the families get through this. I keep on saying mental health because it is a big issue in it. It affects everyone. We're afraid to say what we want. We're afraid to say that we're going through it. We're embarrassed. We're ashamed. Whatever. Don't be ashamed.
More recognition in the workplace?
Yes, exactly. Brain fog. Oh my God. If you're a woman working in a place and you forget something, the amount of women who have quit their jobs because they just don't feel they can do it anymore. They just feel that, oh no, I'm gone by my sell-by date now at this stage. I need to cut back. I need to come away from it. We need more understanding of what the menopause
GP's
really is.
GP's understanding?
Yes, yes. And I think the GPs, each practice should have at least one GP that's gone off and done the training on just the menopause. Because a GP is great, but they're doing everything. They're coming in with colds, you're coming in with sore throat, you're coming in with back pain. You need one person that's there for the menopause to understand everything that a woman's going through.
Okay, so where can people find you on social media then? Mary McHugh from Eden Derry?
If you go onto Instagram, it's Mary_early menopause. Please follow. I'm going to try to do my best on that one. And Facebook, if you're not on these platforms, then it's just Mary Menopause. And if you're on TikTok, it's @Mary Menopause. my nickname is Mary Menopause and my friend Claire, so that's where we're going. And I'd also like to say that I have a few hoodies from this company called HUH, How's Your Head? And he's all about mental health as well. And I've been following him now for maybe 2 years or more, and he gives money out of each sale towards mental health. And we need more people, more companies to do that, to put a little bit in, even if it's only in their own community, to help women out.
Okay. All right. Great to meet you, Mary.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for travelling from Edenderry to meet us today here
in
County Wicklow.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
That's Mary McHugh there.